The new health minister, this happened over the last few days, when someone is very, very sick, and the debate has been raging for many, many years now as to their right to decide how they are treated when they're coming to the end of their life. And the laws on assisted suicide came into prominence when the new Conservative Health Minister, Anna Soubry, said it is ridiculous and appalling that Britons have to go abroad to end their life. She rejects euthanasia, but says you have a right to kill yourself. She called for greater honesty about when prosecutions would be brought for helping relatives to die. Now, I was discussing this on my Five Live show, and I was contacted by Neil. I want you to have a listen to his story as we debate this morning.
I'm terminally ill with leukemia and emphysema and frequent strokes. Now, the pain is so unbearable. I've had the pain now for 6 years. I am managing just to cope with the morphine I'm given. But should it get any worse, I don't want to go on. I've had enough. I serve no useful purpose except to my wife being her companion. Now, I've asked her on a number of occasions, should it arise, would you help me to kill myself? And she said, no, I love you too much to do that. And I respect her wishes on that. But I think I should be able to take it out of my wife's hands to a professional who's already told me, you know, there's nothing more they can do now. It's going to be a long, slow death. And I'm not prepared for that.
How old did you say you were, Neil?
Pardon?
How old did you say you were?
I'm coming up 70 in January.
And you're in a lot of pain, are you?
Oh, frequently. With the frequent strokes I've had, I've got only way I can describe it is a migraine 24/7 a day. And the leukemia, well, that's not helping. And the emphysema means my whole body is fighting for what oxygen I can get into my lungs.
Neil, it's not for me to judge you. My God, how could I judge you? I'm not in pain and I'm not in the situation you're in. But you said something at the beginning of the interview to me. You said that one of the functions that you still can do is be a companion for your wife.
Yeah. And that's why I would never force her to do something she didn't want to do.
But Neil, living and experiencing that companionship with your wife, is that not worth living as long as you possibly can for?
That's what keeps me going, knowing that, you know, I might have another few more months to be her companion. But
so, Neil, how do you weigh that up? How do you weigh up the pleasure of more time, more seconds, more minutes, more hours with your wife against the relief of dying and being pain free? How do you weigh that up?
Well, I'll put it this way. The doctors have said I'll go more than likely in one of two ways. I'll get what do they call that one that finishes you off? That lung disease.
Pneumonia.
Pneumonia. Or else, with the lack of oxygen I'm getting, I'm going to go to sleep. Now, I'm not exaggerating. It could be this night that I fall asleep and don't wake up. And that's me gone. Now, how is my wife going to feel in the morning? I'm bedbound in the living room. I can't get out of bed. Okay, I can do my own personal weeing in a bottle and using a commode. I can do that. I can keep clean. But this is no life, sir. This is no life.
And how do you feel, Neil? How do you feel about politicians deciding that you can't end your life how and when you want to? How do you feel about that?
I think it should be up to the politicians. I think the doctor who knows my case and the rest of his practice, they should have the say-so when enough's enough. I don't think the politicians can grasp anything these days. I mean, I've been a voter all my life, and I see the way the country is going again at the moment. And if I lived another 10 years, I don't think I'd bother voting again, because none of them are worth a light.
And yet you have this new junior health minister. She's just been promoted into her job. Her name is Anna Sobry. She was appointed Parliamentary Undersecretary of the Department of Health in this week's reshuffle. And she has called for greater honesty about when prosecutions will be brought for helping relatives to die. She says the legislation needs to evolve. So she's put her head above the parapet.
Yeah, I admire her for that. But I don't think in the cold light of day, it should be left to the politicians. They don't know what a terminal is. It's the family practice and the family doctor who has seen me through all these years. They know my case. They know how ill I am. They know how much pain I'm in. You know, they should pass a law making it the responsibility of your family practitioner to decide.
But if the law was changed, Neil, would you not be afraid to die?
No. No, I've had enough now. I don't want to die. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I haven't got depression or anything like that. It's just the amount of pain I'm in all the time.
Neil, if the law was changed, right?
Yeah.
How would you decide when to die? How would you decide what day, what week, what month?
When the pain became totally unmanageable. You see, during the day with my morphine, I get periods where I can chat away to my wife, hold a sensible conversation. I mean, I'm not one willingly to commit suicide. I could go and get a knife now if I could get to the kitchen and slash me wrist, but I don't want that. I just want a jab in the arm and slowly go to sleep.